This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iranians rallied and chanted outside the British Embassy in Tehran after Iran launched an unprecedented attack on Israel Saturday. Not seen anywhere in any country that people are happy with an attack on another country in a war, but tonight the people deprive themselves of sleep to express here and understand how important this war is to us and that we are happy about this attack on the country of Israel. Meanwhile, Israel's military spokesperson, Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, said that the country's military, in coordination with its allies, shot down more than 200 drones in addition to the missiles.
A number of Iranian missiles fell inside Israeli territory, causing minor damage to a military base with no casualties. Only one little girl has been hurt, and we hope she will be well.
U.S. President Joe Biden and his national security team have been monitoring the situation. U.S. forces shot down and some Iran-launched attack drones flying toward Israel. Iran had vowed revenge since an April 1st airstrike in Syria, killed two Iranian generals inside an Iranian consular building. Iran accused Israel of being behind that attack. Chinese state media reports a top-ranking official reaffirmed ties with North Korea during a meeting with the country's leader, Kim Jong-un, in the capital. Visit with the emissary, who ranks the third in the ruling Communist Party hierarchy, heads to ceremonial parliament. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports on Ukraine's military, admitting that conditions there are now getting worse.
Ukraine warns of a significantly worsening battlefield situation. Ukraine's military chief is warning that the battlefield state in the country's east has recently significantly worsened, with warmer temperatures allowing Russian forces to launch a fresh push along several stretches of the front line. General Oleksandr Sirsky says Moscow has ramped up its assaults since President Putin extended his nearly quarter-century rule in a preordained election. According to Sirsky, Russian forces are actively attacking Ukrainian positions in three areas of the eastern Donetsk region. It comes as the war in Ukraine enters its third year and a vital U.S. aid package is stuck in Congress. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
The last of 174 people stranded in cable cars high above a mountain in southern Turkey were brought to safety Saturday, nearly 23 hours after one pod hit a pole and burst open, killing one person and injuring seven when they plummeted to the rocks below. The Interior Minister announced the successful completion of the rescue operation on X Saturday afternoon. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports a lower-than-expected usage of a new drug that can slow the effects of Alzheimer's disease.
It's been more than a year since Leqembi was approved, and yet sales of the drug have lagged, and treatment systems remain complicated. More than 6 million Americans have Alzheimer's disease. There's no cure, but Leqembi is found to clear a sticky brain protein called amyloid that's a key indicator of Alzheimer's. The drug maker says hospitals and health systems have needed more time than expected to set up their systems for delivering Leqembi, which requires regular infusions and imaging scans. Some health insurers have rejected coverage, and doctors expect some patients will hesitate to take Leqembi, given the subtlety of the improvement it provides and the risk of brain swelling and bleeding. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police officer and several bystanders are being hailed for running towards danger to confront the attacker who stabbed and killed six people at a suburban Sydney shopping center. That shopping mall, one of the country's busiest, was a hub of activity on Saturday afternoon when a 40-year-old Joel Colchi used a knife to kill five women and one man. He also injured at least a dozen others before a police officer shot him dead. Police confirmed Sunday that he had a history of mental illness, and investigators were not treating the attack as terrorism related.